is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles, please, with me to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Jesus, I love you because you really care. Matthew chapter 8. Can you please turn on all the lights? Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. When you get there, say amen. Because you really care. In Matthew chapter 8, verse number 1. Are you all ready? Amen. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 1. The Bible says, when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper, or a man with leprosy, and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. In other words, he said, Jesus, if you will, he wanted to be cleansed from his leprosy. And Jesus, verse 3, put forth his hand and touched the man, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, don't tell anyone about this. King James says, see thou tell no man. He said, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. In other words, he said, don't tell no man about this, but go your way. Show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Are y'all still with me? So in Matthew chapter 8, we see the power and the authority of God in operation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We find Jesus Christ in chapter 8, who had just come down from the mountain after teaching what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. And as he came down from the mountain, there was a man who had leprosy. And he approached Jesus and he asked Jesus if Jesus would make him clean. In other words, he asked Jesus if Jesus would heal him from the leprosy or if Jesus would deliver him from that leprosy. Because how many of you know when the blood of Jesus washes away your sins, that means you are clean. See, in the Old Testament, what they used to do, they used to cover a sprinkle of the blood of goats and calves, animal, on the mercy seat inside the tabernacle, and that blood would cover the sins of Israel for 1 year. Y'all still with me? But the Bible tells us that Jesus took his blood, sacrificed his blood, took his blood to God only once, you know, to obtain redemption for you and for me. You all still with me? So when Jesus cleansed you, how many of you know you're clean? Not just on the outside, but I'm talking about on the inside. And then eventually what's on the inside will manifest itself to the outside. Y'all still with me? Amen. So the man asked Jesus if Jesus will make him clean from the leprosy. And the Bible tells us that Jesus healed the man from leprosy on the spot. He didn't wait till the next day. He didn't wait till 3 days later. He healed the man on the spot. Y'all still with me? Amen. And how many of you know that was a significant event during those days? That was a big deal during those days That was a very important time for the men during those days. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Because if you know anything about leprosy, leprosy is an infectious disease that affects the skin on your body. Y'all still with me? It affects the skin, or actually it affects the whole body, okay? It causes the skin to become bloody and white and causes the face to swell up sometime. It also affects the whole body, and it affects the nervous system. Are y'all still with me? In your arms and in your legs. Amen? And because it was a contagious disease, or is a contagious disease, people who had it had to be isolated outside of the community, because if they were around other people, the leprosy would spread to someone else. Y'all still with me? Okay. It was a contagious disease. And if someone would come close to the person who had leprosy, okay, the person with leprosy had to cry out, unclean, unclean, to let the person know, look, I have leprosy, and you need to stay away from me, because if you come close to me, you're going to catch it as well. Y'all still with me? It is a disease that was spread, okay, man, and that's why whoever had it had to be isolated, not just out of the room, but out of the community. You know, COVID had nothing on leprosy. Y'all still with me? See, with COVID, you come and you just put your mask on. But with leprosy, they had to be escorted outside of the city, outside of the community, and they had to be isolated in a place where they had to stay there until they were healed from their leprosy. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And the reason why they had to stay there to be healed is because they could not heal themselves. Okay? They could not heal themselves. The only way a person was delivered from leprosy in those days was through divine intervention from God and through a ritual purification. And that's what Jesus was telling the man about when he told him to go see the priest, okay? A divine intervention from God and ritual purification. And until that happened, they had to stay outside of the community in some tent somewhere away from everyone until they were healed from their leprosy. Y'all still with me? And as I said before, it didn't just affect the skin, it also affected the nervous system. It affected the nerves in the arms, and it affected the nerves in the legs, and it affected the person's face till they had, it caused their hair to fall out and have sores all over their head, all over their bodies, and they had to be isolated. Y'all still with me? Amen. But somehow, this individual who had leprosy, amen. Somehow, this individual, I thought somebody was speaking in tongues back there, amen. Somehow, this individual with leprosy is not isolated. Somehow, he got to Jesus. Now, I don't know if he snuck out of isolation. I don't know if he was on the mountain, listening to the sermon on the mount. I don't know if he heard about Jesus. I don't know if he was hiding in the cut. And then when everybody went up on the mountain, he snuck around there and I'm just going to wait till Jesus come down. I don't know how it happened, but somehow he must have known that if I could just get to Jesus, if I could just make my way, listen, I know the guys in the camp, they're going to tell on me. I know they're going to tell that I escaped the camp. But I don't care, because somehow I have to get to Jesus, because I know that if I get to Jesus, his faith, I know if I get to him, he can heal me. I know that. Y'all still with me? Amen. I can't do it myself. But I know that Jesus will be able to deliver me. Jesus will be able to cleanse me. Jesus will be able to heal me from this leprosy. So the Bible says the man got to Jesus. And he went to Jesus, I believe, because I believe that he did not want to deal with the leprosy anymore. He wanted to get rid of it. It had affected his body too bad. So he said, hey, I got to get rid of this. I can't do it myself, but I'm going to Jesus. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. And once again, when you look at the series of scripture here, I want you to look at what's going on here. Once again, the Bible says in verse 2, the leper came and worshiped Jesus, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. In other words, make me clean, Jesus. And Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And notice that Jesus delivered the man from the leprosy immediately. Y'all still with me? Delivered it immediately. Now, I know a lot of times we pray and God don't answer your prayer right there on the same day, or the next day. I understand that. But in this case, he delivered the man immediately. Because I want you to look at leprosy as being sin. Are y'all still with me this morning? So he delivered the man immediately. Okay? The Bible says the man was clean. And then the Bible says here, Jesus says, don't tell anyone. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Now, why did Jesus tell the man, don't tell anyone? Well, I don't know. But I'm going to ask Jesus. But this is what I believe. I believe the reason why Jesus told the man, don't tell anyone, for two reasons. I believe, number one, he told the man, don't tell anyone, because Jesus was on a mission. And he did not want to be distracted by people following him all over the place. So he said, don't tell anyone, number one. But I believe the main reason Jesus told him that is because if he had told them that Jesus healed him, they would not have believed him anyway. Because they knew that a person with leprosy had to be outside of the community. And the only way that they could be healed was through divine intervention. See, they didn't realize who Jesus was or who he is. They thought he was just Mary's little boy. Y'all still with me? Or Joseph's son. So he said, don't tell anyone, because number one, they wouldn't have believed the man was healed, you know. And number two, they probably would have got in Jesus' way. So he said, don't tell anyone, but he said, go and show yourself to the priest. Go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded, okay? Go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded, and that would be the verification that you healed from leprosy. Y'all still with me? Now notice Jesus had not been resurrected yet, but he still healed the man from his leprosy. Amen. He said, go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testament unto them. Now, what did Jesus mean by offer the gift that Moses commanded? Because the man needed to know what gift Moses commanded for him to go to Moses to offer the gift that Moses commanded, okay? But Jesus said, go do that first, okay? So what about the gift? Well, how many of you know, I'm glad you asked that question. Because leprosy was such a serious thing that there are chapters in the book of Leviticus that talks about leprosy. I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 14. Leviticus chapter 14. Are y'all still with me? The man said, I got to get to Jesus. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. If I could just touch the hem of his God, I got to get to him. You know, I got to get to him. The man said, I got to go. I got to, because I know he can heal me. See, that's his faith. I know he can do it. I just got to get to them. Amen? Are you at chapter 14 yet? I want you to look at, audio team video. You don't have to go there. But while you're at chapter 14, I want you to take a peek over in chapter 13, which is next door. And I want you to look at verse 45. And then we're going to talk about verse 14. Show you how serious leprosy was in those days. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. In verse 45, this is God giving them guidelines about the leprosy. let's go to verse 43. Look at what he said. He said, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head, or in the bald forehead, as the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man. In other words, he said, this is how you can tell when someone have leprosy. He said, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his what? Head. His plague is where? His plague is where? Where does Satan attack us at? Thank you. Amen. Stay with me. Stay with me. Are y'all still with me this morning? His plague is in his head. And then the Bible says in verse 45, and the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be torn, his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry out, unclean, unclean. I told you when a person had leprosy, it affected their whole body. And then he said in verse 46, all the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be. In other words, he got to be outside. Okay? And then look at verse 14. The Bible says in verse 1, says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper. This is the law of the leper. In the day of his cleansing. Okay, this is when he's clean, when he's delivered. He says, he shall be brought to the priest. That's why Jesus told the man to go to the priest. He shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthly vessel over running water. Verse 6 says, for the living bird he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair, what's left over from the leprosy, and wash himself in water that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp and shall tarry out of his camp 7 days. Okay, look at verse 10. It says, and on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish and a ewe lamb, a female lamb, of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil and one log of oil. And the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things with the lambs for the offering, you know, the bird and all that stuff, those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now you can read the rest of it when you get home. So that is the purification I was telling you about. All those things had to take place when a person had leprosy, and after he showed himself to the priest, and the priest was proof that the man was healed from the leprosy, the Bible said that he would take him and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, when the man was healed, God already knew it. But this was one of those rituals that had to take place because the ritual had to be done, and plus divine intervention. Are y'all still with me? Now, this man knew that already. The one that Jesus healed, yeah, he knew all that. But he said, listen, I know I have leprosy, but listen, later for the camp, because I know someone who can heal me from this leprosy, and I'm going to him to get healed, and then whatever instructions he has for me after that, I'm just going to follow those instructions. Are y'all still with me? So because of the man's faith, Jesus healed him. Well, Pastor, why is this so significant? But once again, because the man was in a situation where he knew he couldn't heal himself. He could try, he could try, and he could try, and he could not heal himself. But because of his faith in Jesus, he knew that Jesus could heal him and restore him by making him clean. Are y'all still with me? So he wouldn't have to be outside of the community anymore. Now he can go back into the community to hang out with his friends. Y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. Well, Pastor, that sounded pretty elegant. But what does that have to do with us today? Well, how many of you know? Once again, I'm glad you asked that question. Leprosy in the Bible symbolizes physical impurity, social impurity, and spiritual impurity. Okay? Physical impurity, social impurity, and spiritual impurity, and it affects the spirit, it affects the soul or the mind, and it affects the body. In other words, it affects the complete self of a person. Amen. And it causes people to be in a state of isolation until they are healed, clean, delivered, however you want to call it. They are in a state of isolation until they are healed, clean, and delivered from that physical impurity, from that social impurity, and from that spiritual impurity. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. And for the sake of this lesson, I want to concentrate on spiritual impurity. Because the Bible says that we are made in God's image, after God's likeness. And the Bible says in John chapter 4, 24, that God is a spirit, okay? And if we are made in God's image after his likeness, and God is a spirit, that means that we are spirits who possess a soul and who live in a body. Y'all still with me? Amen. So I want to focus on spiritual impurity this morning by focusing on leprosy from a spiritual point of view. Is that all right with y'all this morning? Okay, from a spiritual point of view. Amen. Now, I want to remind us, many of us, and some of you might already know, you may not have forgotten, but I want to remind us what our focus is for 2026. And our focus for 2026 came out of the scripture was the Psalm 42, okay, verses 1 and 2, if you all remember correctly. Amen. And the scripture says, as a matter of fact, let's just go there. Go to Psalm. Psalm 42. Amen. I'm running this morning. Psalm 42. Amen. I just want to remind us before I get into the spiritual impurity. Okay? Psalm 42. Amen. Okay. Are y'all there yet? Amen. It's a reminder for people who forgot. Because you know how it is with New Year's resolutions. People make them, and then by May, they forget what they said they was going to do. Y'all still with me? So in Psalm 42, this is our base scripture for the new year. The Bible says, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? In other words, our focus for 2026 is having a greater spiritual thirst and hunger for God, okay? Having a greater spiritual thirst and hunger for God. In other words, get closer to God spiritually. Because the Bible tells us in the book of James, if we draw near to God, God will draw near to us. Have I lost anybody? Amen. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because spiritual impurity is the opposite of going close to God. Okay? Spiritual impurity is the opposite of getting close to God. Spiritual impurity is getting further and further away from God. Okay? instead of getting closer to God, having a desire to having more of a spiritual thirst and hunger for God, it's just the opposite. It's having more of a fleshly thirst, okay, and hunger to get further and further away from God, okay? The spiritual impurity, amen. And spiritual impurity is another way to say that is spiritually unclean, okay? Spiritually unclean, just like the leper. As a matter of fact, the title of the message, if you're looking for the title, it's called Deliverance from Spiritual Leprosy. Deliverance from spiritual leprosy. Now, you won't find spiritual leprosy, the words in the Bible. That's something that Pastor Ron made. That's Pastor Ron, okay? Spiritual leprosy. And spiritual leprosy is the opposite of physical leprosy. Are y'all still with me? Okay? Spiritual uncleanness, spiritual impurity. And let me give you the definition. I wrote it down right from the dictionary. Look what it is. It says, a state of moral and spiritual defilement, okay? A state of moral and spiritual defilement that separates individuals from God's holiness, okay? A state of moral or spiritual defilement that separates individuals from God's holiness, okay? Separates individuals from God, isolates individuals from God's holiness, okay? In other words, living ungodly or living in sin, okay? Spiritual impurity, living in sin. Y'all still with me? And not only does spiritual impurity, okay, affect a person's relationship with God, okay? It also affects a person's social life with other people, and it also causes people to walk around with sickness in their body. And a lot of people are walking around with sickness in their body, and they don't realize it, and in many cases, it's because they are living in sin. They don't realize it. Spiritual impurity affects the physical body. Spiritual impurity affects the mind, and spiritual impurity affects the spirit. In other words, it's once again defiles, okay? It separates us from God's holiness, okay? That's exactly what it does. And once again, it affects the complete person, the whole person. Are y'all still with me? Okay, it affects the whole person. You know, in the Bible, in the Gospels, there was a man who was blind from birth. And the disciples asked Jesus, who sinned, the man or his parents? Because they realized that it's a possibility, you know, that the man might be blind because of sin. But Jesus told them, he said, neither one. He's blind just so God can be glorified. In other words, God would be glorified in the man's healing because Jesus healed the man. Y'all still with me? But I just wanted to throw it out to let us know that in many cases, people are sick in their bodies. They're having a hard time in life. You know, they're messed up mentally. Why? Because they have given themselves over to sin, spiritual purity, instead of living a spiritually holy life serving God. Are y'all still with me? So it's contagious. Because when people have it, if other people hang around them, they're going to become just like that person, just like leprosy. It's contagious. Either they're going to conform to your lifestyle or you're going to conform to theirs. And it happens all of the time. Amen. And spiritual leprosy is because people are living a life of spiritual impurity. And the only way that they can be clean is they have to go to God. They can't do it themselves, even if they want to. Now listen to this. There are many people in this world, Christians, who are living in sin in some area of their life, and they don't care. Because they're having a good time. But there are other Christians in this world who really love God. And they know that this thorn is in their side. And they've been trying to get rid of it. And they're having a hard time doing it. Well, for those of you who fall in the second category, the word of God is going to help us out this morning. For those of you who continue to do it because I can do what I want to do, you on your own. Are y'all still with me this morning? Because leprosy would not heal itself. And we saw that the man that had the physical leprosy, listen, whether it's spiritual or physical, it still affects the complete body. Are y'all still with me? And the man couldn't heal himself, but he knew who could. He said, I'm going to Jesus. And I'm going to ask him if he can heal me. I know he can do it, but I'm going to ask him if he will do it. And Jesus said, I will. And he healed the man on the spot. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. The Bible speaks against spiritual purity, impurity. Because listen to this. Going back to leprosy. Physical leprosy starts in the body. Spiritual leprosy starts in the mind. And if we don't catch it while it's in the mind, it's going to store itself in a person's heart. And let me give you an example. That's why people are having a hard time forgiving people. Because they have let that demonic spiritual seed be stored in their heart. And how many of you know seeds grow? And that's why people have been holding grudges and unforgiveness for 15 years because that seed has not been killed or deleted or annihilated. It's still growing inside of them. And the more it grows, the more they hold that unforgiveness in their heart. And in many cases, some people like to hold unforgiveness. But some people don't want to be that way because they know the Bible says if we do not forgive others, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. So some Christians don't want to hold on forgiveness, but it's something they just can't get rid of by themselves. But I know who somebody who can. Are y'all still with Pastor Ron this morning? Amen, amen, amen. The Bible speaks against spiritual impurity and spiritual leprosy. I want you to go with me, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Starts in the mind and eventually get in the heart. Somebody was talking about me. Somebody was talking about me. Man, you know, I thought it was my friend. You know, oh, man, you know, it's in the mind, right? And then if we don't deal with it, it stores itself in the heart. And once it gets to the heart, a lot of times we don't think about it until we see the person. So that means it's not in the mind anymore. Now it's in the heart. 5 years go by, we run into somebody. I remember. But if we don't see them, we don't think about it. But because it's still in the heart. And when I say heart, I'm not talking about this thing that pumps blood. I'm talking about the spirit. And then the enemy, yeah, that's them. Do you remember? Y'all still with me? Are you in 2 Corinthians chapter 7? Amen, amen, amen. Stay with me now. Stay with me. 2 Corinthians, amen. Where you at, 2 Corinthians? I just love God's word. I just love God because he always give. You know, when God called me to pastor the church, you know, I had some concerns. I said, God, why am I going to get a message to teach every Sunday? I hear this small, still voice. Don't worry about that. You just do what I tell you to do. Okay, hey, amen. I didn't ask him no more. And ever since that time, he always provides. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. For those of you who have a call on your life, there's three of you here that have a call on your life. You know you have a call. You should be preaching. There's three of you right now. But you're afraid because you don't think you can do it. Well, let me give you some advice. You can't do it. But you can do all things through Christ. It's three of you right here right now. Because how do you know? I just know. Y'all still with me? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7. It's chapter 7. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul is talking to Christians here at Corinth. Look at what he said. He says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the what? Flesh and the what? Spirit. He says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting what? Holiness in the fear or reverence of God. Once again, he says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, guess what? If we're not cleansed, okay, in the spirit, in the flesh, we're not living holy. Well, Pastor, how can I be a cleansed of the flesh? What would this Romans 12, verse 1 says? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or spiritual service. Y'all still with me? Amen. He says your flesh and your spirit, you might as well go and throw the mind in there as well. Amen. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Notice he is telling them to do that. He's telling Christians to do that. And I believe that some Christians do try to do that, but they're just having a hard time doing that. They can't do it themselves. They try, but they can't do it themselves. Now, some Christians don't even try because they love living in this world. Also, the Bible tells us to be not conformed to the world. They love being conformed to the world. Y'all still with me? They like to fit in. They don't like to be isolated or set apart, because the word holiness means set apart for God. They don't like to do that. They like to do it on church day. But during the rest of the week, they want to fit in this is an example. The Joneses. Remember the old song, don't let the Joneses get you now? Don't let the Joneses cause you to go to hell. Y'all still with me? And I say, Joneses, I'm not talking about no individual person. You know, amen, amen, amen. Let me go and talk about telling the Joneses, you know, I'm saying what Pastor Ron said about y'all. No, I'm not talking about them. Y'all still with me? So the Bible tells us to cleanse ourselves from spiritual impurity. That's what he's talking about there in verse 7, in chapter 7. Cleanse yourself from spiritual impurity. Now I want you to go over to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Once again, this is Peter. Okay, this is Peter giving guidance. Are y'all there? Are you there yet? Look what the Bible says. We're just talking about the Word of God. Look what the Bible says. It says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your what? Mind. That means the mind need to be taken care of too. I told you it affects your whole body. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, hold on. Hold on. Stay in the race. Stay on the course. Continue to follow the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Don't let nothing distract you. Continue to walk in holiness. Okay? And then he said in verse number 14, he said, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. In other words, he's talking about don't act like you did before you got saved. Because back then, maybe you didn't know any better until somebody told you about Jesus. He said, but now you're not that person anymore. So don't act that way anymore. Okay, that's what he's saying here. He says, but, verse 15, but as he which has called you is what? Holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. In other words, in everything that you do, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So God said, listen, I created you in my image after my likeness, and I am holy, and I expect you to be holy, and I know that you can't do it on your own, but you can do all things through Christ. Jesus Christ must be number one in your life, and you also have the Holy Spirit, who's here on this earth to guide you into all truth. So the word, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. In other words, I need to separate myself from spiritual impurity, and I need to start living a life of holiness, because spiritual impurity, okay, causes me to defile God's holiness. Are y'all still with me? Y'all still with me? I want you to go to another scripture. I want you to go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. You don't know where it's at? Look at your table of contents. It's okay. That's why it's in there. Colossians chapter 3. Y'all there yet? Y'all there yet? What would the first word say? Colossians chapter 3. What do verse 1 say? As a matter of fact, I'm going to do like they do. Listen, I'm going to do like they do in some other churches. Where's the microphone? Get somebody a microphone. Hey, Tony, can you get somebody my mic? I want somebody to read that for me. Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to help y'all this morning. People, some of y'all always wanted to be somebody who can read. I'm going to help y'all this morning. Amen. Amen. I want you to read Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1. That's okay. Don't worry. Y'all take it too long. I got it. No, that's okay. I got it. Amen. Look. I keep y'all 10 minutes over. Y'all be saying I preach too long. So I got it again. Amen. I got it. So listen, in Colossians chapter 3, that's okay. It's all right. Amen. It's okay. I'm not mad with nobody. Amen. Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse number 5. Look at verse 5 says. It says, mortify. That word means to cleanse or kill. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon earth. And then the Bible starts talking about fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. Don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you what all those things are later. Covetousness, which is idolatry. Said, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In other words, if you're operating those things, God's going to deal with you. And then it says, in thee which you also walk sometime, when you live in them. And then the Bible says in verse 8, but now you shall put off all these things. Number one, anger. Number two, wrath. Number three, malice. Number four, blasphemy. Number five, filthy conversation out of your mouth. Number six, lying to one another. Seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created you. In other words, as Christians, we should not be doing these things in chapter 3 anymore. We should not be still living the same way we lived before we got saved. But the reason why people still live like that is for two reasons. Number one is because they just choose to do that. Number two is because they're having a hard time not doing that. And they need some divine intervention to help them. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So listen, So we read 2 Corinthians chapter 7. You know, it tells us to cleanse ourselves. We read 1 Peter, okay, chapter 1. The Bible says, be holy. In other words, it means to be clean. It means to set ourselves apart from spiritual impurity and get closer to God. Are y'all still with me? It tells us to be clean, set ourselves apart from the things that are causing us to not be clean. Y'all still with me? Set ourselves apart from the things that are causing us to not be clean. Set ourselves apart from things that are not that's causing us to not stay clean. Okay? And then it says, mortify those things. Mortify those things that's causing us to continue to operate in spiritual impurity. We've got to get rid of those things. And listen to this. I believe, and this is my honest belief, I believe that many Christians, I ain't going to say most because I don't know about the most, but I believe that many Christians really do want to do the right thing. I believe that many Christians really do want to live holy. I believe that many Christians really do want to live in obedience to God in every area of their life. I really believe that. I believe that many Christians really want to draw near to God so God can draw near to them. I believe that many Christians really do want to have a greater spiritual thirst and hunger for God. I believe that they really want to do that. I really do. But I also believe that they know that there are things in their life that they need to give up in order to be able to do that. I believe they know there are things in their life that are causing them to stop trying to get closer to God. They know these things exist in their life. They know they exist. I really believe that. But they are having a really hard time trying to stop doing these things. And they know these things are setting them back in life. They know these things are against God. They know that God don't like these things. But they're having a really hard time giving these things up. They're having a really hard time stop doing these things, although they know that these things are affecting their spiritual life with God. They know that. They know that. And that's why I call it spiritual leprosy. Because we saw in the Bible the steps that had to take place for leprosy. We saw that the man that Jesus healed could not heal himself. And how many of you know there are things that we have going on in our life and we cannot heal ourselves from those things? You got to be honest with yourself. No matter how long you've been saved. Doesn't matter how you can sing, how you can dance, how you can speak. It does not matter. There are things going on in this world that we know that we shouldn't be doing. Now, some people they don't care. But for those of us who care, we know we shouldn't be doing these things, and we've been trying to get rid of these things. But for some reason, we just can't let them go. We can't deliver ourselves. Well, guess what? These things have affected us spiritually, socially, because people don't want to even be around us because of some of these things, and physically, because once again, I told you, people walk around sick in their bodies. Why? Because of spiritual leprosy. Because leprosy, even in the physical sense, if it's not healed, eventually the person is going to die. Spiritual leprosy. If it's not healed, eventually the person is going to die spiritually, which means spiritual separation from God. And many of these things are causing us to be isolated from God, from God's holiness. And many people don't want to be that way. What are we going to do about it? Well, once again, I love you all's questions. The only way to be delivered from those things is that we must take that spiritual leprosy to Jesus. We got to give it to him. Let him do it. Are y'all still with me? Because there is nothing too hard for God. Okay? To be clean, we must go to God for help. Just like the psalmist David said in the first psalm, in the 121st psalm, he said, I will look to the hills, which cometh my help. And he says, my help cometh from the Lord. In other words, he knew he was in some situations where he couldn't help himself. He had to call on God. And in these things that we have going on in our life, some of these things that we're doing, and we know they go against God's holiness, and we really don't want to do them, but they have a hold on us. Guess what? We need to give them to Jesus. We need to go to God. Listen, with a heart to want to get rid of them. Now, if we go to him and like, God, can you please take this from me? And we know we don't want him to really take it away. We just run it off at the mouth. And then right after we pray, we go right back into doing what we were doing before we asked him to take it away. Everybody all right this morning? Amen. There are many forms of spiritual leprosy. Okay? Many forms. But God can deliver us from all forms. There are many forms. Okay? And once again, spiritual leprosy causes people to live a life of spiritual impurity. I've said this already. It also separates them from God's holiness. And it also affects their social life because people don't want to be around them. Many people, some people, when they're living that way. And it comes in many forms. Well, Pastor, tell us about some of the forms because we only got 9 minutes left. So tell us about some of the forms. Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you something about some of the forms. I want you to go back to the scripture that y'all couldn't find, Colossians chapter 3. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Once again, the Bible says in verse number 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon earth. And then the Bible starts talking about some of these things that are, based on Pastor Ron, they are spiritual leprosy that only God can deliver us from. Number one, fornication. Having sexual intercourse and you're not married. It's a spiritual leprosy. Some people don't want to do it, but they're having a hard time stopping. Some people smiling. Don't smile because I might think it's you. Christians, listen, I'm serious. We engage in spiritual warfare. Anything Satan can use to keep us separated from God, he's going to do it. The Bible says in Genesis, he's the most subtle beast of the field. That word subtle means intelligent. It doesn't mean stupid. It means intelligent. Look it up in the dictionary. Fornication. Well, I just don't want to give it up. Well, stay in it. If you want to give it up, you can't do it, go to Jesus. Just like he delivered a man of physical leprosy, he can heal you of spiritual leprosy. Are y'all still with me? Look at one. Number two, uncleanness. That means in everything. You're just dirty. In everything. Got a dirty mind, a dirty body, just dirty. And nothing clean about you. When I say you, I'm not talking about you, just hypothetical. Because this word is for me too. Y'all still with me? Go to Jesus, so he can make you clean inside. Because if you're clean inside, eventually, if we stay in the Word and follow the Holy Spirit, it will manifest to the outside. People come to church and stuff and suit and tie or nice dresses and come in with attitude. And then instead of leaving it at the altar, giving it to God, they go back out there with more attitude than they had before they came in. spiritual leprosy. Number two, inordinate affection. You know what that is? An excessive, okay, excessive uncontrolled emotion for people and material things, okay, instead of being having affection for the things of God. In other words, we care more for the world than we do God. We care more about people than we do God. We care about more about our money than we do the God who gave us the money. That's why people don't give tithe and offering. They can do everything in the church. They can praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. He's number one in my life. Yeah, they praise the Lord. They can play the keyboard. They can play the guitar. I'm not talking about the musician. They can do all the ritual things, all the things that churches do. But when it comes time to obeying God by bringing the tithes, they say, oh, the internet said we don't have to do that. Okay. Because they stingy. Giving tithes, it's about, he said it, it's about being obedient. The word of God says to do it. And the word tithe means tenth, not ninth. I'm just telling you, but people don't do it. Christians, the one that's so Christified. Okay, let me keep going. Evil, conspicuous. What is that? People just drawn to sin. They're looking for a way to sin. They're just looking for something to do to go against God's words. And in many cases, they don't even realize it. Everywhere they go, there's trouble. I ain't coming here no more because there's too much trouble here. Guess what? The reason why there's trouble there is because you brought it there. When I say you, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking hypothetical. Wherever you go, there's issues. You are just drawn to sin. Okay? Y'all took 5 of my minutes when y'all were looking for the scripture. I just want y'all to know that. Amen. Look at the next one. Covetousness. Want something that don't belong to you. Want something that someone else has. God bless somebody with something, now you're jealous because he didn't bless you. Well, the Bible says God is no respect of persons. Well, maybe the other person is doing something according to the words to receive and you're not. Maybe that person is trusting God and you are not. When I say you, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking hypothetical. I'm talking about me also. Y'all still with me? The Bible calls it idolatry. And then the Bible says, but now you also put all these things. Guess what? Spiritual leprosy, anger. People just born angry. They had a cartoon about that, what, the angry bird or something like that. They're just born angry. Everywhere they go, it's just anger. Just mad with somebody about something. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So where's the joy? People even, probably in churches, they probably even sing the song with anger. This joy I have, world didn't get, stop singing. Angry, just angry for no reason. You know, Tombstone, right? The movie Tombstone with Doc Holliday and what's his name? Johnny Ringo, man. The guy asked Doc Holliday a question, why was he like that? And I think Doc Holliday said, my wife, she's going to correct me because she know all the movies. She know everything people said. Amen. And I think he said, he's looking for violence. And the guy said, why is he looking for violence? Because he was born. Why is he like that? Being born. And see, people are upset that they're born. Like some of y'all look this morning doing praise and worship. You act like you mad. You was upset that Jesus woke you up this morning. Y'all still with me? Anger. Give it to Jesus. You can't do it. You've been trying. You can't do it. You don't want to be angry. But you can't do nothing about it. Give it to Jesus. That's spiritual leprosy. I'm almost done. Let me keep going. Wrath. Okay? Wrath. Okay? What's wrath? Extreme anger. It's you just about to burst open. That anger that make you makes you want to holler, throw up both your hands. That kind of anger. You're just busting over with anger. This guy, this officer, when I was in the military, he made me so angry one time. I thank God for my military life, because they could have put me out a lot. I mean, I wasn't saved during that time. They could have threw me out. This officer made me so mad. Have y'all ever been in an area where like when it's foggy, it's clouds, you can't see anything around you? I was so angry, man. It was just like a white cloud around me. And when I got to him, guess what? I let him know how angry I was. I went off on him. They could have put me on the arm. I went off on him. I'm not bragging about it. And the next day, he apologized. He said the reason why he was like that, because he smoked cigarettes and he'd been trying to give us a good excuse. Y'all still with me? Amen. Listen to me. Listen to this. Malice. They just have a desire to do evil. Okay? Blasphemy. Filthy communication. People still gossiping. We just had a class about gossip. We just had a class. But people still choose to gossip. Well, maybe they can't help it. Give it to Jesus. He can heal you of this spiritual leprosy. And people are lying all the time, just lying. They lie so much, they're telling themselves lies. The Bible tells us in the Proverbs chapter 16, God hates a false witness that speaks lies. Some people are just habitual liars. They can't help themselves, but Jesus can help you. And Christians, there are so many more things. There are so many more things because, once again, it's all caused by spiritual leprosy, and these things causes us to live a life of spiritual impurity instead of spiritual holiness. They go against God, and it causes people to not want to be around you, okay? Because people call themselves Christians, but they see you outside the church. They see me outside the church, okay? And I'm living like they're living. And they say, well, why do I need to go to God when you with God and you still living the same way I'm living? We have to be living examples. We have to be set apart. And God can do it for us because the Bible says he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I have more, but I'm going to stop right there. Stand to your feet. Physical leprosy starts in the body. Physical leprosy starts in the body. Spiritual leprosy starts in the mind and try to make itself to the heart. And once it gets to the heart, it starts growing. You know, in the book of Psalm, the 51st Psalm, around verse 10, David was praying to God. He says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. What did he mean by that? What he was saying is that, God, I want to live holy. I want to serve a holy God. I want to be obedient, God, to you always. And the only way that I can do it, I need you to work on my heart. Work on my spirit. Because I told you earlier, whenever you see heart in the Bible, many times it's talking about the spirit. In other words, I need you to work on me. There's some things I'm not strong enough to do. But God, create in me a new heart. Renew a right spirit in me. Listen to this. Jesus Christ was not resurrected during that time. But he is resurrected now. And by us accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have a clean heart. Because the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he becomes a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. In other words, we received a new spirit. And along with that new spirit came a new heart. And listen to this. Not only did we receive a new heart, we also received a better spirit called the Holy Spirit, who will continue to guide us into all truth. Because the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, how many know Satan is also the same yesterday, today, but he's not going to be the same forever? Because we found out last week he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. But until that time, he is going to continue to try to separate us from God's holiness. And if we're not focused on God, God's holiness, he's going to separate us. And we're going to all end up living in spiritual impurity, which means we're separated from God's holiness. But we have help. Because Jesus' victory is our victory. And as I said earlier, there are some things, and I named some of them, and there are many more, some things that some Christians, they really don't want to be doing these things. We want to try to live holy. We want to obey God's word. We want to do what God wants us to do. Anger, unforgiveness, fornication, adultery, all these other things. We want to do the right thing, but sometimes we can't do it ourselves. Well, that's why the Bible tells us to cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Spiritual leprosy. And just like the man in Matthew 8 who had physical leprosy, he wanted to be healed because he was tired of walking around with that leprosy. And he went to the healer. Jesus is the healer. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. And listen, Jesus does not just heal physically, he also heals spiritually and mentally. Whatever your situation is, go to Jesus. And he will heal us from sin immediately. Immediately. That's one thing you don't have to wait for 30 years for him to do. He would do it immediately because we don't want to die in sin. But we have to trust him. I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to close. There's another story in the Bible with 10 lepers. They went to Jesus. He healed all of them. One came back to thank him. Jesus said, there were 10 of you. Where are the other 10? Well, Jesus told him to go show themselves to the priest. Where are the other 9? But this guy came back to give him glory. Jesus said, where are the rest of them? They gone. You know what Jesus told that man? He said, go your way. In other words, you don't need to go to the priest. You came back to give me thanks. You don't need to go to the priest. How many of you know when you ask God to heal you, to deliver you, to cleanse you from whatever that spiritual leprosy is, you don't have to go to the priest. You can walk in your victory because you have received victory through Christ Jesus, and his victory is your victory. Amen. Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy. What a mighty God we serve.